This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio. Free.
Love in your life, Dreamy Pair?
As painful as letting go can be to the personality, because it's the personality that feels upset. It's the personality that feels wounded or hurt. It's not the eternal source. Personality meaning, again, personal reality, or that thing that we've grown accustomed to identifying with that's not really us, just a fraction of us. Well, that thing can get hurt really easy, especially when you're letting go and pulling apart. And if there's any lovers out there right now, any men or women out there who might be saying, but you don't know how deeply I love this person, you don't know how deeply their love affected me and how intertwined our lives were. I do, sweethearts. I do know how hard it is to say goodbye to a love. I know how hard it is to stand in your truth in the midst of not meeting eye to eye. But the spiral continues, and hopefully it continues upward, and hopefully you get to this place within yourself like I'm coming to within myself, which says, I'm not my relationships, although they do contain an aspect and an element of who I am, but I am that being that is beyond that. In fact, I am the subtext for the relationship. I am the source of existence meeting God. This is God. This is how God kisses God. This is how God holds God's hand. Now, does that mean to say that what I really want more than anything in this world, and I'll just share it with the world because I'm into being authentic and not really holding back, because I believe that authenticity is the new enlightenment, you know, not some spiritual impossibility. It's just us being ourselves fully. And if I were to be completely authentic, I would say to the world right now, what I would love more than anything is a lover that could meet me in that place where we can be infinite and free. A lover that could say, I honor you and your beautiful expression as you are in this world, and I need not put a leash around you, nor do I need to put a saddle on your back, but I will ride you bareback across this experience called life. I will let the mane in you grow to its fullness. I will let that part of you that longs to love, love, and not withhold from you, because if you show your affection to someone else in front of someone who's supposedly has your exclusive social contract for affection, then they can get upset. But I'm looking really and calling upon more lovers to rise to the occasion where when we say we love each other, we really mean it. And by love, I don't mean the human, frail, conditional kind of love. I mean the kind of love that says no matter who you are or what you do, I love you, baby. And I'm here for you. And I'm going to support you. That's the kind of love that I'm calling into my life in this moment. The kind of love that doesn't abandon or disappear, but the kind of love that sticks through. Because in relationship today, you could spend 5-10 years with someone and then something go wrong in the relationship, and suddenly in today's society it can be as if you never met that person. Like, yeah, you didn't, like they're strangers, you know, and yeah, all of a sudden lovers are turning into enemies and doing hardcore mean things to each other. And to me, that's just a sign of not love. That's a sign of human frailty and personality hurt, which is easy to get into. But really, I'm calling in a new paradigm, both for myself and any beloveds out there who are ready to experience that new paradigm. And as lovers, if we're breaking up with each other, if we're letting go of each other, we've got to do it with such sweetness, with such tenderness, with such compassion. Even if we have a million legitimate reasons to be hurt, which we always do in relationship, we've got to find that place that is nonviolent.
Well, Dreaming Bear, if not you, then who? And if not now, then when, right?
Yes, my dear. It's going to be us, and it's going to be now. we're being called into this new state, this new equilibrium, emotional equilibrium, so that even if the whole world around us were to fall apart in a disaster unexpectedly, we could somehow use the pain palette of our shadow side as a canvas, as it were, for creating darkness into light. We got to find a way to turn our curse words into kind words again.
Yes, use our spells, our spelling wisely. Well, the openness I'm feeling in my life these days is definitely, feeling aligned with the openness and the love that you're exuding into the world. And I'm really appreciative that we've met at this time.
My heart is hugging your heart, and my soul is kissing your soul's feet. Just want you to know how powerful and beautiful it is to have met you this day. And our conversation is our garden by which we cultivate each other. So I invite that, my dear. I invite us to plant seeds in each other's gardens. And I'm going to share your message and your true gift to this world with my people. And somehow let's create an ohana. That's what we have in Hawaii. It's called ohana, which just means a family of beloveds that is beyond the physical. This goes beyond blood. That we can be ohana. We can be true love and without condition.
Mentioning Hawaii, you spend quite a bit of time there usually, even though you're in Big Sur right now, Dreaming Bear.
Hawaii is my home. It's where I call home. And the spirit of aloha has completely swallowed me up whole. That's where I spent most of my time off the grid in nature. That's where I spend most of my time. I call Hawaii New Eden. If you've been to New Eden, then you understand what I'm talking about. The smell in the air, the visceral nature of the wildlife, the open oceans, the warmth and the camaraderie of the spirit of aloha, that spirit of unconditional love, aloha meaning quite literally that the source of existence in me honors the source of existence in you through the breath. That place, Hawaii, I want to invite anyone who wants to experience a transformation in life to come out to the islands. Come find me out there. Come find us. We're at the Temple of Peace in a place called Haiku on an island called Maui. Quite literally, we have a temple there dedicated to inner peace and peace being promoted in all areas and arenas of life. And we just invite playful beloveds to come out and join us in this levolution.
It's been about 10 years since I visited Kauai, the Garden Island. And I remember getting off the plane and, yes, just that incredibly exotic and thick warmth of the fragrant breeze and hearing that sound in the background as if it was faraway traffic and realizing it was the ocean.
Yes, yes. The constant negative ions that being surrounded by water. Again, Emoto reminds me, but I really believe that if we could understand what we are as water beings, we could really understand our core and the power that we really contain. Water contains the shape of everything that has ever or will ever exist, and it has a memory structure that knows everything that has ever existed up until this point. Water is what the islands are all about. It reminds you that you're part of that ecosystem. You know, we've replaced ecosystems with ego systems, and it's time that we start coming back to a state of equilibrium in that regard. And being in Hawaii, being close to the ocean, being close to those ions really helps us remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of words, which I know you dearly love, I had the occasion to hear economy pronounced ecomony. And thought,
yes.
Why wouldn't that be what it normally is? Because isn't economy about money, ecomony?
Exactly.
Isn't that funny, eh?
Well, as it stands, it's the econ of me. Put a comma after con, and you get conned by the economy if you don't believe in it on any level. But I like that, ecom of me.
Isn't that neat, eh? Yeah. And now, when you on your site, you mentioned here at one point that when you were returning to the City of Angels, that your greatest desire was to humbly co-author something absolutely new. And I'm curious to know if you accomplished that intention.
I believe that it is an intention that is in progress and manifesting even as we speak. By something new, I just mean, you know, there's the old books, the Bible, the Torah, the Quran, they all say, I'll have a book called Ecclesiastes in them. And there's a verse in that book that says, there's nothing new under the sun. I remember reading that as a very young man and thinking, oh, no, everyone's done everything already. I just came too late. But then recently the universe said to me, no, there is something new under the sun, and that something new is you, i.e. us. We are the something new under the sun, living at a time that is unprecedented on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, when I say for us to do something that has never been done before, something unprecedented, I mean this masculine-feminine equanimity that's emerging. I mean this ability for us to really rise into our highest potential, to access the 95% of our dormant DNA that is just waiting beneath the surface. So I believe that where we're headed, Einstein will be the lowest common denominator, creatively speaking. Mozart, Beethoven, those so-called geniuses, genius means genie within. Now, those geniuses are just what we're going to experience as the lowest common denominator. And I see us really headed to a place of exponential outgrowth. In other words, where we're going to be by the year 2016 is we're going to be experiencing every half second a doubling of the sum total of information, wisdom, and knowledge that the planet has ever known hitherto that point. So every half second, it's going to be doubling. Right now, it's every year, it doubles. Well, by the year 2016, every half second, we'll be accessing more information, more abilities than ever in the history of humanity before, every half second. That necessitates a mega point at which our consciousness supersedes biological function in a state of evolution, or what we're calling revolution. And I believe that that is something new that is happening, and that is what is taking place. A love-olution.
A love-olution, indeed. Now, Dreaming Bear, we only have a minute or so left here, and you have given testament to what living on purpose means to you, Dreaming Bear, and I thank you very much for sharing your heart with us tonight.
Mahalo, sweet Lynn, from the bottom of my heart, mahalo, and know that now you're a part of my ohana, my family.
Okay, dreamingbear.net is your site, and my listeners will be interested to find out more about what you are doing, and thank you for everything you are doing. And
thank you, my dear. Let your listeners know that they can go to the event section and sign up for the Levolution newsletter, and we can stay in touch that way, and they can find out when we're going to be over there in your area soon.
Indeed. All right, take good care, and we'll be in touch.
Aloha.
Aloha and mahalo.